For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to grapple with the deadly wildfire outbreak with no end in sight. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is well more than 93,000 acres.
That's over 150 square miles.
LA County Fire Chief Daryl Osborne.
This is larger than the size of the city of Denver. This is the largest fire on record, dating back over 100 years.
That's an L.A. County record. Meanwhile, the Camp Fire in Northern California has claimed nearly four dozen victims so far, and around 200 people are still missing.
I want to recover as many remains as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can.
Corey Honey is the Butte County Sheriff. Special teams have been brought in to look for bone fragments. Both fires are around 30% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says the recount underway in Florida must be allowed to continue.
He's been using his power as governor to try to undermine the voting process.
Senator Nelson referring to his Republican challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott.
He's thrown around words like voter fraud with no proof.
Governor Scott, together with President Trump, want Florida to halt the legally required recounts. And, as the president tweeted, the race should be called in favor of Rick Scott. A federal judge has called a hearing for Wednesday on CNN's lawsuit against the Trump administration. It's seeking to restore White House press credentials for reporter Jim Acosta. It started last Wednesday during a press conference when the president sparred with Acosta at the White House.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
After plenty of vote counting, a U.S. Senate race is finally decided. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, who'll be the next senator for Arizona after defeating Republican Martha McSally, who posted a video online on Monday night in which she conceded and congratulated Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate.
I wish her all success as she represents Arizona in the Senate.
Sinema replaces Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who didn't run for re-election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Votes are still being counted in Florida. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
For the gubernatorial race and Senate race, Katherine Harris was the Secretary of State in Florida during the Bush versus Gore recount. She joined Fox News to talk about some of the differences now versus back in 2000.
We're not having hanging or dangling chads this year. We've gone to a paper ballot. So clearly, voter intent might be more good if someone marked one out and marked out the name and actually voted for the next. At least they are allowing it to be a statewide recount. When I was Secretary of State, I actually petitioned the Florida Supreme Court for a statewide recount immediately following the election, and they refused. That's how it wound down to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.